Hey all, I'm back with pop-up episode number 4. And today we are diving into the long debate or ongoing debate between Canva and Adobe Suite. All right, so I'm going to play for you all. This is actually going to be a short and sweet one, believe it or not, because I'm strictly going to be sharing a voice note with my thoughts on the two. And I was encouraged that this is something that needs to be reshared publicly, right? And it has always been my intention, because I tend to like have a lot of these moments in group chats or in any chat when I send a voice note. It's like a little mini podcast where I'm spitting gems. I'm not trying to like pat myself on the back, but these moments happen. Right. So I've always been like, okay, I need to share this, because sometimes you have ever had that moment where you say something one way and it comes out so eloquently that to re-say it is a challenge. So let's repurpose voice notes. Everything is content, right? So last week, just a bit of backstory. Last week, October 4th, Canva came out with a ton of new AI features, and it's just mind-blowing how AI just came on the scene, and it's like every company, every tech company has some sort of AI feature. Like, let's not even get into Zoom AI summary. I have thoughts on that, but another podcast episode for that. For now, I just want to introduce you to the voice note, so let's just get straight into it. All right, so my thoughts, right? So when it comes to Canva and Adobe, I like both, right? Just today I was thinking about it, like the subscription that I pay for the Adobe Suite, and with Canva raising their price, it's getting up there where Canva is almost as much as the professional software. However, I still like both, and I use both differently. Definitely use Adobe for client work, professional work, especially when it comes to crafting logo designs. I will never recommend anybody to use Canva for crafting logo designs. That is not right. That is ludicrous. You need a vector program, right? But when it comes to creating marketing material, I feel Canva is faster. You can do it in Photoshop, by all means, if you want to. You can do it in Illustrator. Whichever program, Adobe Suite, you feel comfortable in, by all means, of course you can. It is the industry standard. However, what I love about Canva, it's a one-stop shop. So everything is so manual on Adobe, which time is of the essence. Time is money. So while I feel the need for client work to use Adobe, sometimes if it's for social media graphics, especially, I would use Canva in those instances, because it's just easy to put together, or like not just social media, but as Lorenzo, you mentioned, proposals, teaching material for webinars, presentations, pitch decks, media kits, you know, all of that. Nothing is wrong with using Canva, you know, once you are making it your own, once you're still being creative, once you know, and with time, you know, especially for novices, newbies, you know, beginners, that will take some time to get there. Start with a template and customize, right? At the end of the day, the tool does not make the creative. It's your skill set and how good you are. The tool sometimes just make it easier, and there's nothing wrong with that, in my opinion, right? So like, for example, again, when I want to put icons into a deck, it's so manual. I have so many steps. I have to go to flat icon, find the icon I want, download it, make sure and turn it into a vector if I'm doing it in Illustrator. Like, there's so many steps. Whereas I just go to the left-hand toolbar, search for the icon that I want. Oh, there it is. Drag it over. Boom. You're done. You know, and in this day and age where it's about efficiency, especially, I
don't see that anything is wrong with Canva. You know, I have put a lot of designers on it to tell them, no, girl, don't feel bad about it. You know, use it, especially for your own marketing. Like, when it comes to that, like, I don't want to spend more time than I need to working on my own stuff. So especially for that, and I saw the shift and I saw the change. I knew she was using Canva. Not that her stuff was looking bad, but it's much faster if you back. You know, there was an era when you were seeing GIFs a lot in GIFs, whatever, however you pronounce it, in carousel slides to add, you know, flavor and spice to the conversation. And that is what really made me start using Canva, because it's like, in no way I gonna do this in Photoshop, and nah, it's just too much work. So, and I knew these people weren't designers, like I knew these people weren't using Photoshop, so why would I, just to prove a point to who, myself? Like, nah, that's, and I think that is how I really started using Canva. But I was resistant for years, until I realized, no, well, you know, the faster you could put out your message, right, that is what is important, because sometimes you need to say something or touch on a trending topic really quickly. Like, I don't need Illustrator to slow me down. So that is my thoughts on that. Now, if you were asking my thoughts specifically with the AI, I view the AI the same way. I see AI as a tool. I mean, we had this conversation already in Colab about, you know, AI tools and stuff, but honestly, it you just have to figure out at this point, because it hasn't been quite governed yet. But once you believe that you are operating ethically and using AI in an ethical way, I think you're good to go.
Yeah, so there you have it. Those are my thoughts on Adobe versus Canva, Canva versus Adobe. Short, sweet, and to the point. But before you go, I want to share some news on softwares and what's happening in the software and AI development world. Ever since AI came on the scene, software companies have, you know, eaten that thing up. Everybody has some type of AI feature or integration. And here are the two that has me really excited this month of October. The first one is Zoom's new meeting summary with AI Companion, right? Meeting summary with Zoom AI Companion uses AI technology, which may include third-party models, and allow meeting hosts to initiate an AI-generated summary of their meeting. When the host enables this feature in a meeting, participants may automatically receive a summary after the meeting ends if the host choose to share the summary with participants. So you have control. You can set that up automatically that they get the summary, or you don't, they don't get it, but then you get the summary and you can edit it, take out the parts that you need, and send it to attendees, to clients, etc. I find this is really useful, because coming from the era, especially when I now started in the working world, I hated the concept and idea of taking minutes for meetings. Right, so if your meeting is virtual, you don't even need to take minutes, or the minute taker can use this as a tool that they can now sit down and extract and make those minutes of meetings. That is one of the ways that we could use AI in a positive way, where it may not necessarily have to eliminate a job, but it can make your life easier in terms of using it as a tool in your day-to-day 9-to-5 job or whatever your role may be. See how you can implement it so that it can help you work faster and get things done more efficiently, rather than looking at it as something that is something to be feared. All right. The next tool that I'm really excited about, which is Magic Studio. It's all the power of AI all in one place. Magic Studio brings together the best AI powered tools for you and your team right inside of Canva. So Magic Studio is a suite of several different tools. There's so many things that you can do. One of them is you can type out a design that you want to be created and it generates something for you. There's also Magic Switch that can transform the dimensions seamlessly. There is part of Magic Switch, there is Translate. So you might have a whole, you know, presentation document or a workbook that you would have created, and now you can convert that easily to any other language, well, the languages that they have available. And you could have a Spanish version, a French version, and let's say you sell your books on Amazon, that you can sell different translations to different regions just by simply translating it using Canva. Right, so you can transform, you can translate, and then there's another option which is to reformat. Moving on, there is also Magic Media, where you can go from text to video and also text to image. Text to video is still in its beta phase, but just to tell you a little bit about it, you can visualize a video and turn it into reality. Describe what you're after and watch Magic Media generate short videos that suit your design. And this is powered by Runway. So one thing to note is that when you start to play around with it, you might find that you have to create an account on a third-party app. So some of these things aren't native to Canva, but they are really third-party integrations where you have to create an account on that platform. And of course, they're going to give you, now they have a credit system, some of them, if not all. I'm still to explore all of it, but there's a credit system, so you will get a certain amount of credits to be able to generate these things. I have a lot more thoughts on that, but another episode for that. This is just some quick news in the AI world, but just keep in mind that you have to, these are third-party integrations, and you still may have to pay extra in addition to your Canva Pro account, right? So there's text to video, text to image. You can also edit visuals effortlessly. So in Adobe, they call it like generative expand, but with Canva, they have a similar feature to what Adobe has, which is magic expand. So seamlessly extend an image in any direction. So you might have an image that's really portrait, but you really need a landscape version of that, let's say for the banner image on your website. You can take that image and it will magically, no pun intended, expand the image and fill out those pixels and those areas to create a seamless image. So now you don't have to like stress and worry that, oh, I need to like find another photo or, you know, do a bunch of heavy editing. All right, there's so many other things that I would encourage you to go check it out and see how you can best use these new AI tools in Canva to expedite your workflow. There's Magic Eraser, Background Remover. Well, they've always had Background Remover, but I feel like everything is a lot more enhanced now. There's Magic Animate, Magic Morph, there's Magic Write. It's a lot. AI is in its era. And like I said, this is a short and sweet episode, so I'm gonna end here. So yeah, that is all I have for you today. If you enjoyed this episode, definitely follow this podcast, share it with someone who should hear what this topic is all about, and subscribe to the podcast so that you get notifications of when next an episode drops. And until the next one, later.